T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today, man? You must have a lot. We stayed away from all the games yesterday.
That's right.
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a slower day yesterday. I don't know. Maybe it was because our game was so good. But let's jump right into to some of these games here, guys. And we have Titans and Raiders. I don't know what this does for you, but Derrick Henry, 20 carries, 85 yards. He's got to be getting to the point where he's frustrated with this team. They're, like, wasting his whatever years he has left. Does it kind of feel that way to you guys?
Oh, he's on an offense now that lost their best receiver, right, from last season. Offensive line isn't the same as it was. Yeah. And Ryan Tannehill's the quarterback.
Lewan's out now for the year. Who at one point was one of the top two or three left tackles in football. They lose their best receiver. They didn't want to pay. Philly said it's working out.
Philly?
Wow. Yeah. Hey, do they want to tackle him, or is that still guys talking about still not wanting to tackle the big guy, though?
By the way, the Raiders are shocking 0-3 there. We go to this game, and this was the sucker bet of the day. The Chiefs were favored by 4.5 points against the Colts, who had just lost 24-0 to Jacksonville. 90-something percent of the money, of course, is on the Chiefs.
Right.
Vegas is begging you to take the Chiefs.
Of course.
The Colts win the damn game outright, and of course, I took the Chiefs. Mm. I don't like to bet against Mahomes.
I did see offensive coordinator and quarterback had a little difference of opinion.
Yep, Eric Bieniemy.
What is he doing? Like, you got time left? You have Mahomes? Like, what are you doing?
I think Mahomes agreed with you.
Mahomes should have that guy fired. That's ridiculous.
By the way, how does receivers play yesterday, Mahomes guys? Were they pretty good?
The whole team sucks. They're missing Tyreek Hill.
Oh, because they spent the first 2 weeks saying they didn't need him. And
right.
They were fine. They got a whole bunch of different guys to throw to.
They threw 5 touchdowns that first game.
The scrappy Lions fell just short, guys. They gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter, lose to the Vikings 28-24. Sucks. I like this Lions team, but tough one.
Learning how to win
and
finish games.
All right, Ravens and Patriots. The Ravens bounce back. They beat the Pats 37-26. Mac Jones, 3 interceptions, carried off the field in tears after hurting his ankle.
Forget the Patriots. Lamar is fun to watch.
Yes, he is.
I had no idea he was going to come out and play like this. 14 games left, man. He bet on himself. Mm. He keeps this up. It's going to be a big fatty.
Next week, Buffalo.
More guaranteed money coming.
That's right.
Ready for some more from the division?
Yeah.
The sucky-ass Jets, 27-12, lose to the Bengals. Patriots and Jets both 1-2, and both suck equally, I would say, at this point. Maybe the Jets a little more so, but.
So Joe didn't have a very good game.
No, Jets are starting Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco. It is funny he's still a starter, isn't it?
Well,
Zach Wilson coming back for 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks, I think, until he can come back.
All right, guys. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-1. They pounded the Chargers 38-10 yesterday.
There is your surprise of yesterday for me is that one.
Well, the crazy
part
was
Urban Meyer's just as bad as we thought he was.
But what are you talking about the betting stuff? About an hour before that game started, a report came out. About an hour and a half before that game started, a report came out that they showed the starters on the board at the stadium, and they had Chase Daniel in for Justin Herbert, and it changed the spread right away. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert started that game. But they put the announced starters on the board, the scoreboard.
Ooh.
And Justin Herbert's name was not on there. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert trotted out.
That'll change the point spread.
Yeah.
And over under.
Yep. All right, we got to keep moving here because one of our favorite Bills fans has some thoughts on the game yesterday, who I would think you guys would like to hear from. So again, not a ton of really interesting games yesterday. The Packers 14-12 over the Bucks.
Bucks.
Late 4 o'clock game yesterday was whatever. Broncos and 49ers, the night game was a really crappy game. Jimmy Garoppolo ran out the back of the end zone like Dan Orlovsky.
The 49ers, that was the difference in the game.
49ers only scored one touchdown in the game. It was from Brandon Ayuk. Here's Mike Tirico on the call.
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
What?
What? What do you mean, what?
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Mike Tirico on the call.
Thank you, Mike. Man. You're a trip. Do I do it one more?
Not really. I'm just going to play this next thing here. We'll come, we can come back to it if we need to. All right. Let me regather here. All right. One of our favorite Bills fans spending a little Sunday afternoon at the sports bar.
Hey, to the world, me, yours truly. Well, I'm taking a lot of heat here from the guys because of my Bills. But the bottom line is, I know they're all getting IVs right now down in that heat. And, you know, I mean, considering how many guys they had out of the game, I think they went down there and fought pretty well. But in the red zone, especially near the end there when they're on the one-yard line, when you got a guy as big and as strong as Josh Allen, why are you lining up 5 yards off the ball? I mean, we know what Tom Brady would have done. They need to look at footage of Tom Brady with them quarterback sneaks that he does. I mean, nobody's better than Brady. And we got Josh Allen, who's probably bigger than Brady. And I had no idea why they would be lining up that far back. I saw video of Dorsey, the offensive coordinator upstairs, who's calling the plays for the Bills, breaking up everything at the end of the game. Yeah, he probably should have been slapping himself. Why would they be 5 yards off the ball on the one-yard line with a couple of plays to run on the goal line at the end of the game? To me, in light of what Miami had been doing and penetrating in the red zone and the previous times the Bills got down there, I think I would add Josh Allen under center. Hey, the guy is better than I at calling plays, I can tell you that. But to me, that was obvious. In any event, go Bills. Just another game. They got to come to Buffalo. Proud of the way the Bills played, considering all of the players that weren't able to make it out there today. Go Bills!
He got a lot of friends, man. Sound like he had a bunch of his guys with him.
It's packed out there at that sports bar with OJ. You guys want the top three responses on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, please. Please.
OJ talking about the Josh Allen sneak there. All right, reply says, unrelated, but the killer of Nicole and Ron was very good at sneaking around Bundy Drive unnoticed on June 12, 1994. I hope you find him soon. Wow. Lost to Miami today was a killer juice, and injuries cut us to pieces. It was a double murder.
Good Lord.
OJ, don't you have a blonde to decapitate? And then honorable mention just says, shut up and get back in jail.
It's a cruel world out there.
Mention, right?
It is.
I mean, he puts himself on there for this, man. He knows he's going to get it. Gets thousands of replies to everything he puts out there.
Here's Mike Tirico's thoughts on the matter.
Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
You're a trip, man. You're a trip. We've got to go to break here now. Oh, it's time to take a little break, and Woody's just like a little kid, man.
Yeah,
just,
that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
We just can't stop.
No.
Hey, I want to tell you something about really important out there, Chapman Partnership, and the work they're doing for the homeless. Been talking about them been giving money for a long time because I think it's important. It's about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. I can break it down even more. 2 to 3 months of helping people, medical doctors, psychiatrists come in, social workers come in and work with the homeless to help them get back out on their feet, help them find jobs, babysit for the kids, get families back together. That's the goal, not to be there a long time, help them get a fresh start. Speaking of that fresh start, I want to let you know you can make a big difference at Chapman Partnership, where they're doing unbelievable work. We got two different facilities down in Dade County. I just will say this, to ensure they have support, we got a fresh start in their new home, and we provide these kits, which are so important. They're just $500. You can provide a fresh start to a family or individual with a move-out kit to help them transition from the homelessness to the hopefulness. And you give things for $500. People go, well, I'll give $500. What am I doing? Well, you're helping a family move out. They help them find a place to live. Bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more for that $500, because the people at Chapman are able to get great prices to help them get all the things they need for their new place they're moving back into to get a second chance in life, man. So support families at Chapman. Support their journey home. Just Google Chapman Partnership Move-Out Kits and click on Donate to provide a family with a move-out kit. Now more than ever, man, we need your help. It's crazy out there. See a lot of homeless, and I want to let you know Chapman Partnership is doing their part. Unbelievable program they have. Just a little bit can change a life today. Be part of it. Chapman Village, and thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.